This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For more than three decades, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has been paying farmers and hunters for animals killed by wolves. The program was meant as a temporary way to buy tolerance of a population recovering from extinction in the state. But Rich Kramer reports, despite more than $2.5 million in offerings, illegal wolf killings increased in the early 2000s and persist to this day.
Just outside the city of Medford, Jack Johnson raises beef cows on a third-generation farm. It's spring, and young calves cling to their mothers while the herd feasts on shaggy, emerald-green grass. 5 years ago, Johnson says he was checking his cows when he found a calf eaten by wolves.
And there wasn't much left of it. The head and the two front shoulders and everything else was gone. And that was just overnight.
Johnson filed a claim with the DNR's Wolf Damage Payment Program, which has been paying for animals killed by wolves since 1985. He got $400 for the calf, though he says it could have sold for twice that in the fall. He says he'd rather see wolf hunting come back to Wisconsin to control the wolf population. But wolves are still on the federal endangered species list. That's in spite of a population recovering from just 18 in 1987 to more than 900 today. The majority of livestock payments made by the DNR have gone toward missing calves. The agency doesn't require physical evidence that they were killed by wolves. Since 1985, the DNR has paid nearly $720,000 for missing calves. Over the last 10 years, a single family in Burnett County has gotten nearly $240,000 in missing calf payments. But hunters, not farmers, have gotten the largest overall payouts from the state's wolf damage program. As of early October, the DNR has paid more than $800,000 for hunting dogs killed by wolves. Randy Jurowitz is a retired DNR section chief who oversaw the wolf damage payment program from 1985 until 2010. He says paying for dogs used in recreational activities was hotly contested within the agency when it started in 1987, but there were concerns about bear hunters illegally killing wolves that attacked their property.
What kind of ruled was the fact that we had so few wolves in the state that really just a little bit of real serious negative feelings towards them would have eliminated them.
Lori Grosskopf of the town of Harrison in Lincoln County considers her hunting dogs family, and she's lost two of them to wolves since 2009.
These animals were trailing bear at the time, and one was trailing bobcat. They were attacked by wolves without any provocation and killed. And for us, it's been really, really traumatic.
Grosskopf got $5,000 for her two dogs, but she says the money hasn't changed her opinion that wolves should be removed from the endangered species list. She's far from alone in that belief, and DNR records show there have been 260 illegal wolf killings since the payment program began. 10 of those were reported between April 2018 and April of this year. Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says Anishinaabe people see the wolf as a brother and want to protect it. He says the story of wolf recovery in Wisconsin is nothing short of remarkable.
So when I hear those wolves howling and stuff like that inside the Bad River bottoms, I let that electricity flow. It's a great feeling, and it's a beautiful sound to hear, that's nature at work. It's the world at work.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has attempted to delist wolves four times since 2003, but was thwarted by legal challenges every single time. This year, President Donald Trump's administration announced it was beginning the process of removing wolves from the endangered species list once again. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.